Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Quick Heal Technologies Limited's Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Sonpal.
Thank you, Michelle. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Quick Heal Technologies Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the third quarter and 9 months ended of financial year 2023. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Let me now introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Kailash Katkar, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Sanjay Katkar, Joint Managing Director and CTO, Mr. Naveen Sharma, Chief Financial Officer. Without much delay, I request Mr. Kailash Katkar to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anuj. Good afternoon and warm welcome to you all to our quarterly earnings conference call to discuss the result and business updates for the third quarter of financial year 2023. Through more than 25 years of our efforts, we have successfully been able to build trust by educating and empowering customers to protect themselves through our offering of Quick Heal and Securite. We are the pioneer of Indian cybersecurity industry while maintaining the market leadership position in the consumer segment for over the decade. In Q3, our enterprise business continued to grow. We believe to command dominant market leadership in the sub-500 endpoint market segment by now. We have onboarded Mr. Venkat as a senior vice president to lead the enterprise sales team towards the new leg of growth journey. The consumer business saw decline in revenue but are more short-term in nature. Our key focus during this period is to maintain the market share that we command while developing future lever of growth. As I have also mentioned in earlier calls, we are increasing our digital effort to cater to the respective customer segment. While some of the initiatives we have taken have shown positive early signs, we will continue to govern it closely. We are in right industry where the world is in the cusp of massive digital evolution. While some parts of the business might be under stress in the short term, we will continue to invest in R&D and sales and marketing for our long-term success. Through these efforts, we have pivoted ourselves from the consumer antivirus player to the holistic cybersecurity player with new age products under our umbrella. Now I request Sanjay to take you all through the business segment and our strategic direction. Over to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Kailash, and good afternoon, everyone. Let me give you some more insight into both the segments of our business. So FY23 has been a year of attaining product market fit for our new lines of products. Our product lines are probably broadly bucketed into three categories: so endpoint, zero trust, and data privacy. The financial numbers which we are delivering is primarily driven from the EPS product in India. We are strengthening our core offering by complementing it with EDR and XDR, which adds detection and response layer to the protection for enhanced security. In this quarter, we also onboarded 5 customers for our newly developed EDR-XDR product, which makes us believe that it is now market fit and ready. We are in the process of attaining a similar product market fit for our Zero Trust and data privacy products. We are establishing the same for all these products and are expecting revenues to flow in from Q2 of coming year. And as Kailash mentioned earlier, we believe to command a dominant market leadership in the SMB segment. We are consistently delivering over 100 crore revenue on a TTM basis in this segment. The accelerating growth in the enterprise segment is making our convictions even stronger. While we keep investing in new lines of products in the enterprise segment, we remain committed to protect our customers in the consumer segment in areas of privacy, protection, and performance. The consumer business, which started 25 years ago, has been the cash cow segment for us. We are witnessing a downside in the business as evident from our financial performance. While it is too early to make a judgment, we are experiencing downside in the market for the short term. We are forcing this trend to continue for the next couple of quarters. And one of the key priority areas for us in the next few quarters would be to drive the consumer awareness in the geography, to drive consumption in the cybersecurity domain. I would now request Naveen to take you through the financials of the quarter. Over to you, Naveen.
Thank you, Sanjay, and good afternoon, everyone. Let me take you through the financial highlights for third quarter of FY23. The consolidated revenues for the quarter stood around Rs. 67 crores, which degrew by 16% on a YOY basis. For 9 months, the consolidated revenues stood around Rs. 229 crores, which represents a degrowth of 4% on a YOY basis. Approximately 68% of the revenue for the quarter came from consumer segment, whereas 32% from enterprise and government. The results might not be encouraging, but we are excited. If we look closely, the enterprise business continued to grow sustainably, even at the times when the software industry seems to struggle. Revenue for this segment in 9 months, FY23, stood at Rs. 76 crore as compared to 59 crore in the same period of the corresponding year, up 27% YOY. As I have mentioned in previous calls, the stagnancy in the market, coupled with low demand pull from the consumer with the liquidity crunch, is creating a period of stress in the distribution channel. We have taken a balanced approach of billing versus collection in our consumer business to keep our receivables in check. EBITDA for the quarter stands negative, owing largely due to the top-line degrowth in the consumer business. We will continue to invest for our long-term win as our balance sheet is strong and we are a zero-debt company. It is important to note that our gross margin for the quarter and 9 months continue to remain strong and constant versus previous year at over 95% level. While the impact of industry headwinds are short-term in nature, we are taking corrective actions against our expenses. Our key focus in the next couple of quarters is to revive profitability by trimming down our costs before we start seeing the uptick in the revenues. As we foresee, we do expect the next two quarters to be challenging both in terms of revenues as well as bottom line. The Supreme Court, via its judgment dated August 5, 22, has passed order in old service tax matter in company's favor. All the related pending service tax matters in different tribunals amounting to Rs. 161 crores has also been disposed of in this quarter and decided in company's favor. During the quarter, we also completed the buyback worth Rs. 185 crores inclusive of taxes. With this, I would like to open the call for question and answer session.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may press star and one to ask a question. We have the first question from the line of Sammit Vardhaman from Quick Heal Technologies Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have two questions. Quick Heal Technology have a great business model and a good brand name. We are able to maintain 35 to 40% margin, EBITDA margin in our business. Majority of our expenses are fixed expenses like employees cost, R&D, and product development. But from FY2016 to FY2022, we are not able to grow ourselves. What is the reason behind that? And what is your future outlook over the period of next 5 to 10 years? We are able to, if we are able to deliver 1,000 crores of a sale, we can easily earn 400 to 300 crore of EBITDA. And my second question is, what is your trade receivable increasing consistently? Is there any particular reason for that?
So thank you, Saman, for this question. So when we talk about the revenue growth part of it, we are already working on a lot of new product development, which is based on next generation cybersecurity products, that is a zero trust part of it. And most of these products are going to get released in this year, starting from this quarter itself. So after getting these products released into the market and getting the product stability from at a customer level, the revenue will start coming across these new products. And to the second question,
so see, Samad, with respect to receivables.
Yes.
Largely, the COVID has impacted the receivables because during this period the liquidity, so there was issues with respect to liquidity, etc. In last couple of quarters, we already have started taking right steps, and if you have gone through my commentary, I have categorically mentioned that we are taking a balanced approach between receivables and sales. In this quarter, in current quarter, that is quarter FY23, we have reduced our receivables by 16 days, and currently it is at 133 days. In next 2 to 3 quarters, we would like to bring it below 100 days, and in next quarter, we probably this should be below 120 days. Hope I could able to address your second part.
Okay, thank you, sir. What's your future outlook over the period of next 5 to 10 years?
You yourself said that we are planning to move the revenue from 350 crore to 1,000 crore in next three years.
No, I said that
is what we are aspiring for. Aspire big.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one now. We have the next question from the line of Karan Bhanushali, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. So what is the reason for decline in EBITDA? Can you please shed some light?
Sure, Karan. Thanks for the question. Look, on a short term, software industry is witnessing sluggish growth due to the contraction in IT spending across the globe. Even though our enterprise business continues to outperform, the consumer business is experiencing a degrowth. More so, the degrowth in EBITDA in current quarter is mostly on account of degrowth in revenues, which was quite sudden against increased R&D and sales and marketing efforts, which were planned and committed already. As I mentioned in my earlier part of commentary, while the impact of industry headwinds are short-term in nature, we are taking corrective actions against our expenses. Our key focus in the next couple of quarters is to revive profitability by trimming down our cost through various aspects before we start seeing the uptick in the revenues. It is important to note that even in spite of all these things, we are maintaining a gross margin of 95%, which clearly suggests that any incremental revenue will directly flow into bottom line. So this is a thing because of which EBITDA is impacted in this quarter. Let's see how future comes.
Sir, also follow-up question. Are we looking at any layoffs like other IT companies are doing?
So, see, for cost reduction exercise, we are evaluating all cost items under various frameworks, be it zero-waste costing, be it productivity mapping, etc. And we already have started taking right actions against that. With respect to layoffs, see, one thing is clear that employees are the core of the organization and help us reach where we are. We don't want to let the short-term fluctuations of the market affect the core asset of the company. Putting it simply, we are not contemplating layoffs in the organization.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That was it from my side.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. We have the next question from the line of Jatinder Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. So I just want to understand in terms of, you know, now that the product is ready and we've seen some initial gain, individually for the each of the product, which is Secrite, your Hawk Hunt, Hawk Protect and Hawk Scan, could you give some idea as to what type of market size is currently that we are looking to capture? Maybe you could, you know, give that thought process over a 3-year, 5-year time frame. That should be good.
Hello.
Yes. Sanjay, would you like to take this question?
Yeah, so the market potential for the new products is quite good. I mean to say, there is a gradual transition that is happening in the market from, as we know, that people are moving who are serious into cybersecurity investment are moving from traditional security to zero trust and platforms. But this transition is happening gradually, and so if you see Hawk Hunt, which is our EDR product, is already we launched almost 2 quarters back, and it has in this quarter it has achieved market fitment by, we have onboarded customers, 5 new customers,
right,
with EDR. So this is quite encouraging for us, and we do see that this is the first product out of our new release products that is going to start pushing revenue into our revenue stream. And then the products which you said further, like the Hawk Protect and Hawk Scan, these are pretty much new, and they are targeting areas which are yet to start see the demand. I mean, for example, the Hawk Protect is all about data privacy and data protection, wherein every organization in India and even in government departments, it has been discussed, it has been talked about, but the regulations are not yet placed, and the bill is yet to happen, and investments are yet to start flowing. So we do see there's a huge potential, but I'm not able to put it in figures here because we do see quite a good interest from our existing customers as well, whether we are developing this product or not, and that's where we are seeing good enough candidate for our beta test for these products, and that's where we are hopeful for these products to perform well as and when the demand starts.
But sir, as an outsider, right, so when I look at those presentations that you send where you mentioned that the global security market is like $233 billion, and out of that something flows into India, which itself is somewhere about $2 to $3 billion. How do we make a sense out of those numbers, right? We are running a annual run rate maybe about 100 odd crores, even if I exclude the retail segment. So as an outsider, how do I look at those numbers? That at 100 crores, so, where are
I'll give you some clear idea about things. One is, like, see, we are targeting a segment of market which is mid-size. We had been targeting SMB, wherein we are quite comfortably having certain market share, and then now we are, with these new releases, we are targeting mid-size organizations. Now, the size of the mid-size market is further below than what is the overall global market, and the spending globally is more investment is done by a very large enterprise. And for us, the right transition is to move towards mid, which is, we are in that transition, and we are very hopeful that we'll be successfully doing that. And from mid to large is our next step, wherein our smaller investments, and we have already started scaling up our food products to further large enterprises, as well as we are talking to MSPs, as well as MSSPs, and getting ready our platform so that these large enterprise SIs will be integrating our products into their platforms and pushing it to the larger enterprise. So that's the transition that we are into. At the same time, we are releasing these products to the mid-sized organizations, wherein we are trying to capture the feedback as well as strengthen our products with these releases and also start revenue streams for these products. So we do see that we'll be able to capture at least 7 to 10% of the market share from this, at least in next financial year, as the product starts capturing, at least for Hawk Hunt and for Hawk Protect and Hawk Scan, it should be in the H2. The revenue should start flowing from the H2 of FY24.
So exactly my question. So when you're saying that we should get about 7 to 10% market share, how big is this market? Is the, in absolute amounts, if you could give that answer.
Yeah, it's like if you see when I'm saying 7 to 10%, it should be around 40 to 50 crores when we are targeting, and I'm talking about India market where we are having our presence and integrators presence. So at least it should be 40 to 50 crores of the market from these products.
So this is over and above the 100 crore run rate that we currently
have.
So you mean to say that the market for the new products, the total market, not for not just quickly, then that is anywhere between 400 to 500 crores. Is that correct?
Yeah, means of course potential is quite high, but current looking at the current trends, it is means we are just hopeful that it should be at least reach that way actually. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That is useful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one now. You may press star and one to ask a question at this time. We have the next follow-up question from the line of Sammit Vardhaman from Quick Heal Technologies. Please go ahead.
Sir, as a woman investor, can you please guide us what kind of product we are launching in FY24?
Yeah, I'll take this. This is Sanjay Katkar. So, our focus for new products has been in the enterprise segment for last at least 4-5 quarters, and we have invested heavily into the Securite platform, Hawk platform of our products. So the products that we plan to launch in this coming two quarters is, one is Hawk Protect, which is about the data protection product, which is about making organizations ready for data protection bill actually, which is about to come into the parliament actually. So that will help the organizations to follow the regulations, comply to the rules that are going to come. So this product is all about that. We have facilitated those things through that Hawk Scan and Hawk Protect. This was all about Hawk Scan. And then Hawk Protect is about zero trust user access and zero trust network access, which makes people or employees from the organizations to connect to the internet and organization platforms through regulated, compliances, which can be distributed, which can be applied and distributed to the devices which can work from anywhere. It's going to be a replacement of VPN in a much advanced fashion, which will be tackling all the needs of current needs of employee working from anywhere and connecting to any device through any network, and still having the security compliances followed remotely, I mean to say. Yeah. So these two products are going to make the organization's cybersecurity posture much easier to maintain, and CIO's job much, CISO's job much easier after that. Okay. So it's all about mid-size and large enterprises. The products are all about that, actually. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one now. Participants who want to ask a question may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management from Quick Heal Technologies Limited for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in this earnings con call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our investor relations manager at Wellrum Advisors. Thank you. Stay safe and healthy. Happy Republic Day to you all, to each of you in advance. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Quick Heal Technologies Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.